For many years, I was joined by Becky Rump to talk a lot of about SEC events and fundraising events and great taste and the SEC alumni golf outing I participated in a few times. The Executive Director of Institutional Advancement was her title. Well, that is now Val Genitino's title. She has taken over for Becky, and she is, in preparing for a celebration of the 100th anniversary of Southeastern Community College. Began in 1920 as Burlington Junior College. Yes. In the Apollo building on the top floor, if I'm right.
Yes, thank you. Yes, very good.
Yes.
So, yeah, here we are.
Anyway, so SEC celebrating 100 years.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to guess that you're involved in any of the things that are going to be happening to help commemorate that particular observance. Is that right?
Yes, and we are so excited about this, that, and I just couldn't be more thrilled. I've been there about 6 months now, and the first, you know, one of the first things I get to do is celebrate this 100-year anniversary. So it's quite a milestone. Not many colleges get to this this point. So we're feeling pretty proud of ourselves. So we're going to do a celebration not just today, not just tomorrow, not just one event, but literally for the next year and almost a half, because we're going to encompass two school years. So not only through this graduation of 2020, but the graduation of 2021 would take us through all of 2020 and then leak into next graduation. So we have things, and actually, if people go to today is like our kickoff. So thanks for letting me be here on the air with you this morning. But today is actually when we're saying, okay, it's our millennial kickoff. And if people do go to scc100years.com, there's a whole bunch of information that we probably can't get to in this interview. And one of them is a list of events, including like business after hours events and other opportunities to get involved and help us celebrate.
And SEC has obviously changed quite a bit in 100 years from the top floor. I think you had 46 students in the very first class. I get the SEC Alumni Magazine because
wow.
I've got a wife and two daughters that graduated from SEC. Some of my money has gone to SEC.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
over the course of time.
It's been invested well, Steve. We're
well, thank you very much. But it was, the fact is, to take this rather humble beginnings, Burlington Junior College, and then to expand in 1965 and add in Keokuk Junior College, which became the south campus of Southeastern Community College. And to see how that the campus has not only changed in appearance, but changed in focus and changed in dimension. It's quite a remarkable, revolution almost in terms of what you've been doing and what the college has been doing. And the look of the campus is very different now than it was when I first moved to town some many years ago.
Exactly. Well, I feel like I can just say thanks for everything and have a great day. You just basically summed it all up. It really is. I mean, as we're both community-minded people, we've both been here a long time. And, I feel like I'm pretty plugged into things with various other jobs I've had in my career. But I'm telling you, when I landed there June 1st, it just blew me away with how much has happened with not only the building the dream, but just everything that's the commitment there that I see from the staff, the faculty, Dr. Ash leading the way with an incredible vision. I mean, it is just, I feel so fortunate to have landed there at this time, not only celebrating the 100th, but just the momentum that we're seeing. So yes, you're seeing a lot of growth, and that's why we really hope that all your listeners and everyone else out there will come to one of these open house events. So we do have them on both campuses, and that's April 16th and April 23rd. Please come out. We're going to have tours. You don't have to wait till then. Like if your daughters are back and they want to have a tour, call me. I mean, I give tours all the time. The health, science building. I mean, you will not find better labs and facilities for people that are taking any kind of nursing or medical, pre-med kind of things. I mean, the offerings that I think I've witnessed now that SCC is trying to put on the table have to do with what people need and where people are getting employed. So we have great partnership with the hospital. We have expanded the welding program. We're working with the auto industry and all sorts of different pathways that people can take. Some very exciting things I've been hearing and trying to absorb. You know, as a person, I'm a marketing person versus I'm not an educator. So there are people much smarter than me. I won't say than you necessarily, but pretty smart people out there that have, you know, established all sorts of benchmarks and pathways of, you know, pathways to success. So what are those pathways in 2020? A whole bunch of time is spent on that, and they're having success with it. So they are nailing it with things. I mean, this nursing program is growing. Now they have a thing where you can actually do 3 years of the nursing program at SEC and then transfer for your last year at Iowa, thus saving yet another year, you know, of money. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of transfer majors, so it just makes so much sense to start at SEC, knock out those 2 years, transfer. There's all kinds of transfer majors. And then you're set up to go right into that next four-year institution and think how much money you've saved.
And right in this building, Don Weiss, down a couple floors below us, has got CBIZ,
yes.
Center for Business and Industry. And it is shows all of the different pathways that you can go to. Beyond just academics and beyond all the traditional liberal arts. I went to a traditional liberal arts school, Luther College up in Decorah. What you decide to do and what you end up doing is not necessarily what you may be thinking of doing and what you end up doing is not necessarily the same thing. You just have to be able to roll with the changes.
Opportunity. It's absolutely everywhere. So thanks for bringing that up. Cause I mean, it is an environment that's not just your traditional 18, 19 year old student right out of high school. There are non-traditional students everywhere. There are first generation students, which, has been really heartwarming for me to observe people. You cannot believe the joy and pride that people will have when it is the first person in their family. I'm getting a chill telling you this. Seriously, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really rewarding. The first person in their family of generations of people going to college. And they're so proud of that. And so I feel like SEC is such an important part. It is a community college. It serves the community, and it serves us in so many ways. So, yes, you can go down to CBIZ, pick up a program, and you can be doing all sorts of adult, you know, lifelong learning. That's kind of the way that we say that, right? Lifelong, never stop sort of figuring out what you can do. If you're a displaced worker, there's all kinds of opportunities for people to come out to SEC and kind of get retrained and just sort of reboot your career as to whatever the next steps you're going to take. And there are so many support services, again, tons and tons of support. So we have kind of this whole new campaign today when students land on campus. They're going to see the giant wall graphics that have these bold images about courage and motivation and these things that they can also see if people listening could go to SEC 100years.com and see some of those images. But just trying to make sure that they know we're proud of them, too, because it's not easy. You know, you might be having a job. You're sitting there. Days are passing, and you're not happy, and you don't realize that you have opportunities to improve yourself. And that's kind of how we're trying to position ourselves.
There are a lot of things that are going on at SEC. SEC is a multifaceted college with a lot of different interconnecting pieces, so
absolutely,
to speak.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm joined by Val Genitino, the Executive Director of Institutional Advancement for Southeastern Community College. Yes, it is one big mouthful of words. She's also in charge of the Alumni Association, and that's the golf outing. But one of the biggest things is a scholarship program, and the biggest event of the scholarship program fundraising schedule would be Great Taste coming up in March. Great Taste is going on Pizzazz Event Center. When is it happening?
So thank you for letting me talk about that this morning and scholarship. So I'll put a little reminder out there about that as well. But the one of the mechanisms that funds the scholarships at SEC is Great Taste, and it's Friday, March the 27th. And why it's not too early to talk about it is because we actually are collecting donations right now, so it's kind of a classic charity event in its own way. There's a live auction and a silent auction, and there are tables. So this is new for me this year. This will be my first Great Taste. It's out at the Pizzazz Event Center, and what happens is from 6 to 8, the silent auction is open, and you can be bidding on the silent auction while you are tasting the beautiful wines and ales and appetizers that Pizzazz is putting out for you. So the food spread is unbelievable. So it's $50 a ticket, which if you did nothing else, you're supporting us and you're getting a heck of an evening for, you know, $50. So you get wine, beer, all of this food that I can't even tell you. It's more than you could possibly eat, all the way through the dessert and coffees. And then at 8 o'clock approximately, we have a one-hour live auction. So The goal is usually to raise about $40,000-$50,000 in that one night, and that is the money that is used, part of the money that is used for scholarships. Obviously, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of scholarships, many endowed that perpetuate over years and years. And we say that about 80% of the students will get some scholarship, and there is almost $400,000 in scholarships that's given away. So it's a pretty important piece of the pie out there, and this is one way that your listeners can be supportive. So if they're not up for coming to Great Taste on Friday, March 27th, they might, if they're a business owner, or they can donate something. If they are an alum, they can send a financial donation that we can use to buy things and support the event. There's all sorts of ways, and they can go on the website and check out some ways to do that.
I know a number of the items are also furnished by SCC staff members. They're either donated or they're created by SCC staff members.
One of our staff, and I won't say names yet because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I think this is pretty cool. It has an incredibly beautiful riverfront home, and they're doing a Mark Twain-themed dinner for 10. So it's a five-course meal, sitting and looking over the Mississippi, and so it'll have a whole Mark Twain theme. We've got boat rides. We've got trips to see the Cubs or Cardinals and Iowa, and we just are starting to put together a pretty cool package that I'm calling the Top Gun package. And with the new Top Gun movie coming out, I reached out to one of my stepsons, basically. I'll call him that, Captain Chris Kirk, who flew over Iowa, as you know, recently. And so he's got a flag for us that was in the F-16 with him. So that's going to be part of our Top Gun package, plus some other fun surprises.
I thought maybe you were going to get to ride in an F-16.
I think that would be the end of me. If I'm not sure I can do that, but thank you for thinking I might be able to handle that.
The 9 or 10 G would probably do it to you.
You would turn around and I would just be, I'd be out. Val?
Now, the golf outing that comes up in July, that's for the Alumni Association.
Yes.
Does that also help fund scholarships?
That does. That helps different things. Also, mini grants. So, everything is pretty specific about how things are earmarked, the dollars that are raised in different ways. Obviously, someone can walk in any time and say, here's a contribution. I give tours. People meet with me about scholarships and memorials. But yes, the golf tournament, which is Friday, July 17th, and closer to that we'll talk. And that's another, it's a really fun tournament. We're going to tee off in the morning this year because it is often very hot in the middle of July. And it's going to be down at, shocking. I know. You probably didn't know that. Friday, July 17th. And we go down to Schaefer because, again, we're a regional campus. We're a regional college. So we have friends all over. It's not just West Burlington, but we've got Keokuk, Fort Madison, Mount Pleasant,
And alumni all over the world.
Absolutely. So the alums, that is a fun sort of reunion thing. People can come back, play. It's a fun tournament. It's not,
I've played in it a few times.
It's a fun day. Door prizes, food, drink.
Lots and lots. Yeah, there are lots of goodies, I guess we can call that.
Yeah, we do. We have great door prizes. It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's going on at Schaefer Memorial Golf Course on the 17th. Great Taste is coming up on the 27th?
Correct. Friday, right. Friday, March 27th. And the deadline for scholarships is March 1st. So if you have a student in your world, whether it's a child, a grandchild, a friend's kid, whatever, tell them even if they're not 100% sure they're going to join us next year, apply because the scholarship program is awesome out
there. And if they need more information, can they give you a call?
Absolutely. Call my office at 319-208-5065, and we will be happy to help. And we're located right next to Enrollment Services in the business office. Pop in if you want. Call me for a tour. Call me for any questions that you may have after this interview.
All right. Val Genitino. Great Taste is coming up. The golf outing's coming up, but it is going on right now. 100 years.
Yes. Come help us celebrate.
Southeastern Community College. Let's party.